Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Ooh, papa da, play a ba do la, be play bop. Ooh, papa da, play a ba do la, be play bop. Ooh, papa da, play a ba do la, be play bop. Ooh, papa da, play a ba do la, be play bop. Ooh, papa da, play a ba do la, be play bop. Ooh, papa da, play a ba do la, be play bop.
This is something new you can easy do. It's a crazy refrain. You carry bop to a lindy hop. Listen while we explain.
Loop ba doo boo, la ba da ba. 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 Loop ba doo boo, la ba da ba.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of new edible eyeshadow. Maybe it's Maybelline. Could be it's Sarah Coventry. Yeah, net it. And Extra Strength, shut the fuck up. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. The cast of thousands. During the week, clobbering time with your host and mine, Ben J. Grimm, the ever-vanishing, brown-eyed thing. And then Friday night Possum. Well, the phone lines will be open in about 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
La 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 la, 12. Mr. Glorp, how glorpy is Glorp Gum? I'm gonna pick your nose.
Glorp Gum, the only gum that comes with a shirt.
There's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Hey, you fucking prick, yeah? It's Nikki over here.
Nikki?
Yeah, you fucking prick, Nikki. I'm that cute little brown fucking mouse that's shacking up in your kitchen.
Hey, what's up, Nikki?
What's up, you fucking prick? Like I didn't see those traps you set, huh? You fucking prick, yeah. Wait, what are you trying to pull over there, huh?
Look, I hate to tell you this, but I just won't stand for mice in my house. It's nothing personal.
Hey, look here, Kanye. It got personal when you put peanut butter on that mouse trap. I'm telling you. I love peanut butter, you prick.
Still my house, and you are free to leave. Whenever you wish.
Oh, sure. And what? Go live in Chet's shed over there? That creep plays nothing but classic rock. I'd go out of my fucking skull. It's like this, you fucking prick. I'm staying. The traps are going. But leave the peanut butter. And I want to see a bed of classic crumbs behind the stove. And maybe some chunks of rancid meat once in a while back there.
Hey, Nick. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, you fucking prick! Who the fuck are you to go busting my balls? You fucking prick, I've had it with you. Why, I ought to get... Say, is that peanut butter I smell over there? Oh, you fucking prick, yeah.
Why, what you gonna do?
Oh, yeah.
Mary Jane, 40 we sure had a ball. Grandma peeping, walking up and down the hall. Now that we alone, just me and you. Tell me, Chicky, wow, what you gonna do? Now that we alone, just me and you. Tell me, Chicky, wow, what you gonna do? Now that we alone, just me and you.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and anybody else that's listening, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you.
Hey, lady. Hey, lady.
All right. Hey, that's
hey, lady.
A tough road, it, man.
Yeah, I know. He might be back. I don't know. We'll have
uh-huh.
to see.
I think it's a, you know, a wounded Nikki is pretty pissed off, man. You don't want to fuck with him.
Look at you over here. Look at you
over here.
Over there, you're a regular political firebrand over there on the fuck book, man. We listen to you,
I'm
man.
I'm blown away by this. People, there's so much for this orange prick that anything goes. He actually can shoot somebody at Fifth Avenue and get away with it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad when you're like tear gassing little
yeah,
kids in diapers with
fucking
those shoes.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. That was so great. I said, well, rationalize all you want. And he goes, well, that's exactly what I'm doing, being rational. Don't think that means what you think it means, dear pal. Rationalization.
Well, he's a good buddy of mine. Good. Yeah, that's what gets me, man. These are otherwise sensible, rational people who are just going for whatever this clown is doing.
I know. I don't get it, man. And I'm getting scared because it's like 42% of the population sees nothing wrong with this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They support it, man. I don't get it, man.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's all well and good, but I looked it up. He said something about Obama doing it, and the only sources I could get on that were all right-wing Fox News and some other right-wing.
I checked it out, too. But still,
so
I
don't know if that's how credible that is.
Obama was supposed to have done it with pepper gas and everything, right?
Yeah. Pepper spray,
pepper spray. I'm apolitical. I'm not, like, pro-Obama. If he did wrong, it's still wrong.
Yeah, fuck him, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say, oh, okay, that's all right to gas children now because Obama did it in 2013. No, it's wrong.
Two wrongs make a right, apparently, now.
I got one
rule.
Of these things called a frontal lobe that tells you the difference between right and wrong. I was cursed with one of these fucking things. Unfucking believable. It's the world we live in.
What are you gonna do, man? You gotta have some hate and an enemy, or you know, how you gonna like get people all afraid and shit? They'll vote for you.
That's true. Oh well.
Oh good lord. Yeah, then they just put up pictures of Nancy Pelosi with the dun dun dun. Oh my God!
Anyway,
I got him a Republican. What's that?
I met my quota. Now I'm just going back to silly shit. I'll put something.
I try to stay away from anything, man. I mean, it disgusts me, but I think people will just assume it disgusts me. You know. I'm just gonna have to.
Yeah. Fun with the internet.
Fun with the internet, indeed.
There you go.
Huh. Oh, okay. This must be your buddy on the line.
All right. There you go.
Let's blow something up real quick first, and then we'll get him on here. Sound good?
Yeah, sure. He's probably suggesting kids. I don't know.
Well, This is the portion of the show where we blow something the fuck up.
Yeah.
Does it need any more introduction than that?
No, I think not.
All right, well, this here, well, I just briefly, this here is a one of these crappy dance songs that I'm subjected to constantly. This one, pretty much play it every fucking time. So, it's the second time I'm blowing it up. Take that.
Blow it up.
Cha-cha. Ride.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Where's a fire with turbo?
Watch your money.
Oh, shit! Hard!
This is something new, the Casper Slide Part 2.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
And this time, we're gonna get funky.
No!
Funky.
Funky. No!
Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands.
No!
Clap, 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 clap your hands.
No!
All right, now, we're gonna do the basic step. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, left stomp. Left foot, left stomp. Cha cha, real smooth.
Why? Go! Oh! Oh!
Turn it
off. Oh! Oh! Oh!
To the left.
Oh! Oh!
Take it back now,
oh,
y'all.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
One hop this
oh,
time.
Oh! Oh!
Right foot, left stomp. Left foot, left stomp.
Ah!
Cha cha now, y'all. Last time to get funky.
Pull the string.
Word scuba is taken from the first letters of the words self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name is Asumata. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her. One more beat, I gotta say, I'm so hilarious. It may sound cruel, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies, Mary. You turned to cry, cry, cry. Now that Mary says goodbye to you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. I figured that you're the Muriel, the God-smoking kind. So let me get right to the point. You're right in style when you're in Muriel's company. Yeah. crowd. Pick one up and smoke it sometime.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the guy from the cigar shop.
Hey, you gave him Kelly's theme song. I like that.
What the heck? She didn't want it.
You know, that was one hell of an introduction. I'm glad I've got a drink in my hand with an introduction.
Decker, remember I told you that Kelly has a Peter and two Willies under her? Oh, this is one of the Wills. Yep.
One of the Willies. We got a Willie and a Peter.
One of the Willies.
There's two Wills. That way we don't have to train the customers.
There you go.
Like they want me to change my name, they do. There you have it.
All right. Well,
so Gumby, how's that Rocky treating you?
I didn't light it up yet.
All right.
Today's stick of the week comes from Will. It's Rocky Patel, 1961 Reserve. Firing it up right now. There you go.
Now, what does that mean, 1961? Is it old? Is it stale? What?
No, that was the... I don't know the exact story behind that, but I believe it is something... It was an older blend. I remember a few years ago it had a much larger band on it than it does now. This is the... I call it the reintroduction of it. Brilliant blue band on it. And the only way I can describe the cigar is kind of plainly pleasant. You can just light it up and enjoy the hell out of it.
It is good.
There you go.
I'm liking it. You can't go wrong with Rocky Patel.
Usually. I mean, he's got a few that I'm not fond of, but it doesn't mean they're bad cigars. It's just, you know, not my choice in the palate. But then again, Baskin-Robbins has 32 flavors for a reason, so.
Dig it. 1961. We were 1 year old there, Becker.
you are correct.
Well, I was anyway, right?
I was zero most of the year.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not even going to interject my age on that one. I know better.
I believe Will is Scottish there, Commodore.
Oh, there you go.
As I like to say, I'm so Scottish, my tattoo has a kilt.
There you go.
Well, I've got an Islander tattooed on my right leg, so.
Dig it. Yeah. Well, Commodore and myself, we're Scottish, so we throw bagpipes in every now and again.
Yeah, there you go. Listen to bagpipes, be thrifty. People call it cheap, I call it thrifty.
Yeah. Not like a good bargain, man. You know.
So that could be your
like
next thing, what do you call it? We'll have some bagpipes for you.
I might be long-winded, but I don't have enough to play them.
I tried it. I tried it when I was in Scotland.
I don't know where my pipes went, man.
Pipers,
I used to have bagpipes on here, man. I'm sure they're there somewhere. There we go. All right. Takes me back. Yeah, my dad would get all loaded and get out his Scotch Guard records and crank it up. Annoy the neighborhood.
There you go.
Tell them all to go to hell.
That's the perfect way to tell neighbors to go to hell. Bagpipes.
Yeah, especially at about 6:30 in the morning.
I wish I'd have pitched those Scotch Guard albums, man. Those were a hoot, man.
I was just watching a horror movie with your girlfriend Ruth Fuzzy.
Oh,
weird flick, man.
Weird flick. You know, she had a nice little package there, but her face.
Okay,
but,
man.
You know,
yeah.
Isn't any movie with her a horror flick?
I would have done it.
My son did a play one time, and the opening monologue, he's a, I don't know if he's a gay guy or not, but anyway, he mentioned something about Ruth Buzzy's cock in the first, you know, paragraph of the play. And he's like, you know you're in for a ride.
Don't worry,
it's
for the kids. It was for the kids.
Yeah, this is wacky. Something wacky going on. I'll have to ask him about that. That's been years.
Yes.
He's sitting around a stool talking about Ruth Buzzy's cock. And I'm like, no. Okay.
Family entertainment.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah,
Who knew?
I think it was a Eugene O'Neill play. As I recall.
Or Anton Chekhov, one of the two. I would get them confused. Or Mr. Chekhov, it could have been. I don't know. Anyway, there they are, the Possum Lounge. Could have been Mr. Sulu. Who knew?
Yeah.
Find us a Chekhov, and we got an away team.
Could be Dr. Keg. Because, you know.
Dr. Keg.
Could be a show without Dr. Keg. Thank you for coming, Dr. Keg.
We're acknowledging the chat room is what we're doing, Will.
Yeah, yeah. We're calling a roll call. She's starting to go to sleep.
Gotcha.
Coming, Dr. Keg. And guest 1095. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This exciting episode of Possum Hour.
Got that right. Hats off to Larry.
And then there's Maggie C. I know you're awake, Kate. I was kidding. Yeah, the Possum Groupies. First in love, first in peace, first in the Possum Lounge. Maggie Frickin' C. And a novice Scotch aficionado. She knows what she likes. She likes the Isle of Scotch. La do la si. Aile, 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 aile.
I'm drinking Glenmorangie tonight.
Whoa. Ooh, you like the, that's what, Highland, correct? Highland Scotch.
Yeah, this is the Quinta Ruban. This is the port cask finish. I'm polishing off the last inch in the bottle. Oh, yeah.
Little sweet finish there, I think, on that. It's been a long time. I got
used to. Somewhere your buddy's having a heart attack. You know that, don't you?
I know. He's nodding. Yeah, yeah. He's flatlining right now as we speak, man. I actually almost bored a guy to death talking about Scotch one night. Kind of legendary.
Got keeled over.
Yeah. Oh, did I mention I don't know if I mentioned this when I at Rookstock. This is a party we have every year. The ninth annual this year. And this gal comes, she's really nice. She's got a nice husband. And they bought my mom's house, okay?
Huh.
And my mom had this, well, I grew up there. It was a crazy fucking farmhouse. It was huge with wild rooms in it and just a crazy, goofy place. A lot of people called it the Munster House. So anyways, they bought the place, and they fixed it up. I mean, they really fixed it up nice. I've seen the outside of it. It's gorgeous. And I'm sure they totally rehabbed the inside. And I don't really want to see what they did inside.
No.
Because I like the memory in my head, right, of growing up there. And I don't want to see I think they even redid the brick on the fireplace and stuff. So it's like,
yeah, sure, it looks completely
different. Yeah, it's going to be a different house, so I don't really, it's nothing personal, and I know she takes pride in showing the house off, but I guess I was pissing her off, because I wouldn't accept her invitation. She kept inviting me, come on down to the house tomorrow, what are you doing tomorrow, come down to the house tomorrow, look at the house. I'm like, I don't know about that, I'm hemming and hawing, trying to get, she wouldn't let up, man. Come on, come to the house. I finally said, I've jerked off in every room of your house.
Oh.
I guess it's one way to get the pest away. Eh?
Yeah.
That put the brakes on that. That put the brakes on that bullshit, man. No more of that.
You painted over my jizz, baby. You painted over my jizz.
That's called whitewashing.
You're whitewashing.
My DNA is spread throughout the building, baby. Wherever you go, I've gone on it.
She's not going to see the house the same anymore.
Because I wouldn't want to be a fucking teenager, too. I'll tell you what, man.
Oh, man. I
wouldn't give that fucker a break.
Oh, yeah. Jerking off to Marianne and Ginger all over the fucking place.
Then I read Portnoy's complaint, and I'm like, well, shit, it's normal. Let's go. Go team. Thank you, Philip Roth, for Philip Roth and the National Lampoon for making me into the man that I am today. All right. Well, finally, we have Professor R.J. Gumby. Quickly, we recap. We have Dr. Cake, guest 1095, Maggie C., and the sinister minister of finance and parking, Professor R.J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, that makes up the possum. Oh, and on the line, we have, I'm sorry, did you say, it was Willie. Will.
Will.
Will, yep.
Correct?
Yep.
And we have Will.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Here in the possum studio. Ladies and gentlemen, and Ted. I forgot, don't want to forget Ted.
Don't.
And ladies and gentlemen, the
you
possum.
You can't forget him, unfortunately.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday,
right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Propane, baby.
Is that right?
Huh?
Great shock.
Mike Judge.
Propane and propane accessories. Nice to be able to do him. I haven't watched that in a long time.
That was
what you need is a good butane regulator. This here is the best one to make. I got it. I used to be able to do it.
Propane accessories. Any show. Yeah. Any show with Tom Petty in it. Can't be all bad.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that other dead girl.
Is a dead girl in there?
Yes. Brittany Murphy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot she was her daughter.
Yeah. She checked out early.
Murphy.
Yeah,
oh.
We got nothing on her, Commodore. We talked about her before.
Yeah.
You're running a bike.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, what are you gonna do, man? Boy Meets World. That's it. Hey, I went to the dinner there Saturday at Number One Son's house, and he had on a Boy Meets World T-shirt. It had the William Daniels, and it said something. I can't remember what it said. It was very
never seen
interesting.
That was before our. That was after our time.
Yeah, I watched. The only time I saw it was the kids had it on. TGI Friday.
That's like a Saved by the Bell type show, isn't it?
Yeah,
they
kind
a little
of family-friendly, you know, teen
yeah.
drama.
Yeah. Kid Savage, his brother or something was in it. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah, his little brother. Party
now,
5, I never seen that.
Savage had a great show, man. That's,
yeah,
Wonder
Years. It was all right. It was all right. Okie doke.
Yeah. I did that Wendy or whatever her name was.
Oh yeah, she's she's an attractive
genius.
Yeah,
she's brilliant.
And she's brilliant.
Yeah,
I love that.
See, we're killing you. You gotta tell Will what the 3 minutes you'll never get back is, because Kelly, it was lost on Kelly, and we never really explained it.
Oh, yeah, she didn't understand.
Yeah, so it's a good way of killing time until the time, so.
Yeah, well, it all started out with Shemp meditation. You know, you can figure out the rest from there.
Magic C, it's just not you will eat puzzle.
Willie Possum.
E. Possum. I like
it. Okay, so 3 minutes you'll never get back. It's a little early.
Yeah.
But
it's just
building
intro.
Up to it. It's basically 3 minutes that you'll never get back.
There you go. It didn't happen yet.
No.
You sure?
No. Well, that's subjective, see? That's like, you know,
that's what
my tear gas little kid, am I a jackass or am I a cool guy? I don't know. So, you know, subjective, I guess. Yeah. How is that subjective, man?
I don't know. You got me
these
on
are
that
the guys. These are the guys that are running around yelling Jeebus, too, man. Jeebus.
That's what I love there. Yeah.
You know, fuck. Phonies.
Jeebus. Anyway, 3 minutes.
Jeebus would knock
horrible.
You out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Super Jeebus. Come down
Super
here.
Super Jeebus.
Knock some sense into your head. Schmuck goose.
Karate Jeebus.
Anyhow. Yeah, Karate Jeebus. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else I meant to bring up, and I didn't write it down apparently. So, how about the weekend? How was your weekend, by the way?
Why are you? What day? How about yours? Well, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, I didn't shoot anyone. No, I just worked.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's always a plus.
Nice. No pepper spray.
Didn't kill a hobo.
No.
That's always a fun.
No, I said between the two jobs, I worked.
Yike.
Yeah. But you know what the hell? I work in a cigar store and I work in a beer store. I've got two out of the three major vices covered.
Best of
all. If I owned a brothel, I'd have it made.
Yeah. Sell some weed out the back of the Chevy and you got every base covered.
Sounds like you're in it.
Well, I am in Northeast Philly. I can pull that off.
You're in it for the discount. Get your booze free at a nice price. Really?
My best buddy in the college dorms worked at a drive-thru. And he used to come home with presents, laden with presents every night. It's fucking beautiful.
Okay.
A couple of six-packs, one under each arm. What a guy. What a pal.
Drive-thru beer distributor. Nice.
Well, that's Ohio, man. That is the big thing here in Ohio.
Oh,
you got the drive-thrus? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I used to go through it all the time.
That's a big deal. What blew me away moving to Ohio was I stopped at a gas station, and they were selling beer. And I'm thinking, wow, that doesn't sound like too good of an idea, but I'm all for it. You know, I would have come down on the caution side on that idea, but
Ohio, it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's called Indiana. What that's called.
Well, Commodore's from Pennsylvania. We now have six packs at the supermarket now, Commodore. We're getting there.
No,
Pennsylvania's getting there.
Oh, yeah, okay. See, Pennsylvania, we're run by the Quakers, so we're like, if you're going for like religious nuts, Amish, then the Mennonites drive, and then you have the Quakers.
Yep. This is holding religion.
Then the Amish down
there
too.
Hold us all down. Wacky
got
fucking
the Amish
religion.
Down there. They make good cheese.
They're the ones selling weed. They're out of control over here, man.
Well, hell, now Michigan's got weed, and everybody's got weed. We don't have weed.
Yeah.
We're going the opposite way in Ohio, man. They want to pass like pretty much anti-abortion law, like pretty much can abortion, which is gonna it's gonna get vetoed. Kasich will veto it, but still, that's a bad sign, man. When you're passing stupid law,
right.
You know, shit like that. And the other one is the other one is law that says you can shoot some guy. You can shoot some guy if you feel like you're in danger. Which is leading to people shooting guys all over the place. It's not good, man. It's not a good thing.
Pennsylvania sort of has that, but you really have to, like, you literally, you get arrested first and you have to prove, like, hell, you were in danger. And if you didn't,
and
you're
out of there. It should be really hard because that's not cool. I'd see that in Florida. They do it all the time. Shoot a guy.
Guy breaks into your house. If he turns tail to leave, you're not allowed to shoot him because now he's seen the threat and is leaving. Well, I'm sorry. You come in the house. I don't care what way you're facing. You're not supposed to be in here. There's a couple of rounds going through you.
Well, I think if somebody's in your home, you broke into your home, I think you can shoot them. As long as they're
in your house. As long as they're facing you. If they're turned away from you, they're leaving. So
don't shoot them in the
back.
You
have to prove that you're in danger, whether they invaded the house or not. Yeah, it's fucked up. Anything can go in the courtroom, too, man.
That's good, man. You shouldn't be shooting people in the back. Shouldn't be shooting.
Well, it's funny. I got my carry permit, and one of the guys said something to tune of, keep a 12-gauge. Because there's not anybody in this country that doesn't know the sound of a racking 12-gauge. When that slide goes off, everybody knows what the hell that sound is, and they're going to get the hell out. You know, look, you can leave or you're going
to
be dragged out. So,
better go.
And
go.
You know, you pointed at somebody. I'd love to see the guy that's going to bluff you. You know, I think that's not loaded. Okay, let's find out.
I'll just get the sound bite. I just have a tape recorder
somewhere
to just play that sound. There you go, man.
I got that sound effect of the mousetrap. It's scaring the shit out of Nick.
From Vicky.
Oh, come on.
I like Vicky, man. Yeah, it's one tough road, man. You prick it.
All
right.
Not like this is a big deal or anything.
I'm excited.
But it is time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
We surpassed that.
Jake says it's time to pee. Maggie C doesn't know what a 12-gauge sounds like.
Really?
Cocking. Talking to
him. Have you never watched TV and movies?
Yes.
I don't know, man. Gunsmoke, they could. How about the Rifleman?
Yeah, seriously. Starring Chuck Connors.
That's right. I think Mike Nelson, though, pound for pound, is the toughest guy on black and white television.
Withstand
the pressure of the oceans. Plus, he's not scared to walk around his underpants at any time. He's like, fucking
in
Mike Nelson.
Sucking in that gut with
when he's got clothes on, pops that collar, babe. Nobody batter. Mike Nelson.
He wears his pants up to his chest, too. Don't he do that, too?
That's right, because he's a big fucking guy. All right. 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
I was walking through the forest of moccasin bread when I saw a troll boy wearing tight pants. I want to own them, but can you even dance in those pants?
Watch me, woman!
They made him move like a vessel of shimmy, all sweet and tender like a tiny baby kitty. I need to get some, put my body in them, then I will rule the world. Is that an angel, baby? No, that's his dance move. Watch my lady honey groove, feed me lots of jumbo juice. Call me lady tiger, but I never eat my young.
No, no,
my legs in those pants a dream, when I would move I'd scream. Watch out for my body rolls, watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, this is how we do. Watch out for my body rolls, watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, this is how we do.
I beg that boy, you make me some.
Gotta dance like that where I come from. Grab a partner, form a line. Cut and stitch and make them shine.
Work that elastic, it's looking fantastic.
But please stitch them pretty, cause my body can't handle
it's
that.
It's the power of the light,
girl. It tickles my tiger. Let me get inside of them and stretch.
Stretch, stretch.
And tell yourself, you're a vessel of shimmy and activate your dance floor kitty.
When I place my legs in a cage of and next I dance like hell to release the madness.
Watch my feet pound holes in plywood. Watch my hips crush plates of baked goods.
Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, this is how we do it. Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, this is how we do it.
'Twas the last stitch on the final scene. He placed them to me.
My leg hairs quivered and screamed.
I know I needed them more than ever, but then he looked at my legs and said, never.
I was already wearing tight pants. I just did not activate them.
Wow.
Body roll, high kick, this is how we do it. Watch your step, break it down, break it down. Body roll, high kick, back on the ring, can feel it.
I'm a dance floor tiger lady, pumping everything she has, touching every single lad, rubbing every lady fast.
Work that dance floor, they may vote you mayor jazz, one day have a plaque that says,
she wore the tightest of pants.
Watch out for my body rolls, watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, this is how we do it. Watch out for my body rolls, watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, this is how we do it.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
All right, Matt. See, you never know. At the 3 minutes, Maggie C says that's her new favorite song.
Yeah, she was taking it.
So you can't. You can never tell.
Personally, I'd rather not. Have to hear it again. I don't want it back. It worked for me.
Okay. Right. And Dr. Cake says, "Aw, kittens." Okay. Oh, okay. Now this is the news. This is what that whole intro bit was about. Here's what. Okay, you're going on the plane next year, there, Gumby. Right. Going on a plane.
That is correct, sir. Yes.
You know where most viruses are in an airport?
No.
They're not in the toilet. There are less germs on the flushing mechanism in the toilet than in the little plastic tray at the check-in thing where they look through your pockets. You can empty your pockets in a tray. That's where everyone puts their gym cracks and everything. They've, you know, taken into the bathroom and didn't wash their hands, and then they play with their keys, and they, those germs jump off of the keys into the tray and then onto your wallet. And next thing you know, you've got TB.
Well, what's the dirtiest thing you can touch in any given day?
Thinking the money we have in our pockets that's been through so many different hands and shit.
That's
money,
exactly.
Money dirty. Money dirty. And you guys sit there and play with money all day, man.
Yeah.
Good why, though, when I'm, you know, doing a gig out working, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Hey, I might shit my
pants. Yeah, you're bitter off kissing
to it. I was thinking about it.
But ship your pants?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, really, you know, when they come to pat me down. Let one out, you know, like we've been trying.
Oh yeah,
to
that's right, that's right. We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willie, we tried to. We one year we tried to get everybody during the Thanksgiving holiday rush to protest the TSA and crap their pants before they boarded the flight. See. Mm-hmm. And then.
Nice gooey
mess. Crap
well,
their pants.
Well, that's the fire hazard at that point.
Uh huh.
Well, yeah, it would teach them nosy. The TSA guy's a lesson, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. The trays are looking clean now, motherfuckers.
They're like, well, I don't think I'm going to go through your pants, sir. You can just move right along.
As far as we know, we didn't get anyone to do it. But.
This is a good place for a stick-up. Not on purpose. Nobody purposely crapped their pants, but, you know, who knows if... I'm sure there was one or two accidentals.
Not
but,
like that.
You know, statistics
news, man.
Just bear that out. Yeah. All right. So you heard about these gigantic fires over there in California. Nothing funny about that.
No.
Well, except for the president's leadership. But other than that, the damn fires, this one of the fires, which one was it? There were like two or three going on, and one really big one, the sawmill fire, you might have heard. This was in Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, and it was started by some idiot with making a home video for a gender reveal because they're having a kid, you know. Yeah. And you buy this he shoots with a rifle, and it's a tannerite, a highly explosive substance inside the target, and then they add pink or blue powder to it. So you shoot the thing, it goes kaboom, and it blew smoke or whatever. It's a boy, but the trouble is, it lit the whole fucking forest on fire.
Holy
and,
shit!
Yeah, he's really sorry now.
Can you imagine being responsible for that? Set fire to
he says it was a complete accident. I feel absolutely horrible about it. It's probably one of the worst days of my life. Like, oh wow, you poor thing.
That's why
they erased
some pencils. I didn't mean it. My bad.
It wasn't that bad, though. I mean, it said the price tag of more than $8 million, which that seems pretty reasonable for a fucking major forest fire. I think he got off easy.
Yeah.
But he's gonna have to pay. He's gonna have to pay. Next two decades, he's got five bills a month. $120 grand annually for this Boner Monroe move here. What a schmuck goo. You know, don't be firing guns when you don't have to be firing guns. That's too much gunplay. Smirnoff. All right.
And that's what it was for? The fact that he had a boy?
Yeah.
Imagine that kid crawling.
I think it was
up.
A boy.
He's got a story to tell for the rest of his life.
I know. But you'll never believe this. So the old man knocks up the old broad, and one thing leads to another.
Oh God! Oh,
okay. This is really weird. I don't know why I always find these lottery stories. A woman won her second big lottery jackpot.
Eight years ago,
she won $252,000. And she's been playing the same number since, and it came up for $250,000 just this last week. Michigan woman. Isn't that wild?
It is wild.
I've always thought if you stayed in one place, like played the same numbers every week. Man, now the odds are.
How much do you sink into it, though, every fucking day?
Well, that's true. Fantasy 5 jackpot. Fantasy 5, I don't know how much that game costs, but played every day for 8 years, it probably racks up a few hundred bucks. And she's way ahead. She got half a mil out of the deal. Of
it's
course, then your taxes
Wendy,
on top of that.
Is it Reverend Wendy?
I wish.
Uh-huh.
But no.
It's good if someone in Michigan. What the fuck?
And Wayne.
Detroit's
oh, she's a 72-year-old woman. I don't think Wendy's that old.
So she's probably
that's right up your alley there.
What, 52?
Yeah, yeah. That's right in your wheelhouse there, though, dude.
I don't know.
Oh, check this out, man. Ohio, we were talking about that. You've been talking about that Kratom coffee, right?
Yes, yes.
And I've been thinking, you know, I'd like to try that shit, man, because I kind of got inhibitions and whatnot and, you know, hang-ups and groovy things. State of Ohio wants to ban it.
Yeah, every state does.
Fuckers.
Bastards.
They want to classify it a Schedule 1 controlled substance, along with heroin, LSD, and other dangerous illegal drugs.
Well, you can buy it now, man, before they ban it.
I can go down to Beds and Heads and get some, I think, but what the fuck, man?
I love this shit, man. It's made me a whole new person.
They want to shoot people without questioning. They want to no more abortions, no more Kratom coffee. What the fuck, Ohio? You know,
they just
fucking
want you
break,
to have
man.
Sex with your furniture, sex with your patio.
Yeah, we
furniture.
Used to be cool. We used to be cool, man. Until them table fuckers and shit took over, man. That's the problem. It's the table fuckers. The
table
fuckers.
The pool floaties. Was that Ohio too?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can kind of understand the pool floaties, though. You know, the table, that's definitely.
You can understand that. That's right.
I can understand that.
Oh, yeah.
You see one of them Shamus, you know, blow up.
Yeah. It gets lonely in Ohio, doesn't it?
Sometimes. Okay, now Houston, Texas, though, that's where you want to be.
Oh,
if you're short on some cash, you might want to visit the ATM at located near Interstate 45 and Farm to Market Road in Harris County. Because when you ask for $20, it gives you $100. Giving out $100 bills instead of $20 bills.
How long has this been going on?
That's the thing. It said it was customers reported it. Who the
customers
you know,
reported
that's the,
it?
That's like the guy that busted me on the A7 thing at work, man, with the free fruit pies. You know,
yeah,
and it was like a fucking. I got in there. They're busted. Oh, you old just buttons broke. You fucking douchebag. So somebody called the heat. And they don't know how much was distributed and or whether it's a crime. So I don't know.
Well, technically it is a crime, I think. You got to report it.
Problem.
But you know, it's like those kids in school that remind the teacher, "Hey, you didn't give us our homework," you know?
Wasn't there like the case of Finders versus Keepers back in 1937, something like that? And the bank gives you like an extra $80, you're allowed to keep it.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine getting all that money out of the fucking ATM? Hey, it's busted.
You get like $100, you know, and you're sitting there with five bills. Holy shit, what's going on? Oh, your buddy split, man.
Oh, did he? You offended him.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I did.
You scared him off just like you did Miss Kelly. There's something
well,
about
thanks
you,
for coming,
man.
Willie.
Well.
I hope I didn't piss him off, man. Well, you pissed off the little guy. What's his head there? So.
What little guy?
Fuck, man. You know, remember, what's his head?
McDonald's French fries.
What's his name?
Yeah, he didn't,
what's
like,
his name?
He didn't like me.
Well, you made fun of his boot thing, man.
Oh, well, I imagine we're titty.
Well, tell him he's welcome to call in anytime. He sounds like a nice gentleman, and he has a sense of humor.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He knows his cigars, man. Better than I
he does know his cigars. You got that right, Jack.
Yeah, he gives a history and shit, you know. And me, I just say, you know, I'm like people with art. I just like what I like. I don't know what the hell it is.
Oh, he'd have probably liked this story right here.
Oh, lay it on me.
A pre-prohibition whiskey stash was found.
Okay.
A secret hidden vault. And that's going to be auctioned off by Christie's next month. So there's like, this is booze distilled as early as 1914.
Oh,
it was discovered in 2017 in Hancock Park, Los Angeles. A secret vault built by banker and trader Jean-Baptiste Léonis in the early days of Prohibition. Crazy.
So does anyone have the right to it? Is anyone getting money?
I guess they're, whoever has the rights to it.
Yeah.
Is auctioning it off.
I hope it's family or something, you know. And
how the fuck does that get forgotten, though? You know,
back in the Prohibition days, they were well hidden. So there's probably still quite a few out there.
He probably kept it on the
tunnels?
QT. Yeah. And then he died with the secret or something. But I would have told, my deathbed or something, made sure, you know, somebody, son, don't forget about the scotch in the wall.
Well, the 1930s movies I've seen, there wasn't many deathbeds. They were all shot in the fucking head and everything.
That's true. They'd probably gank me anyway. But it's time for Ted. Well, I got it. I mean, if they do bring back Prohibition, I've got it covered, man. In two cases, a White Horse, baby. I'll be able to outlast. Cause they, being in Ohio, man, they probably will bring back Prohibition.
Yeah, we're all going that way, man. We're going backwards. The country's going backwards.
No, PA went the good. They went for the good guys this time.
Yeah,
PA's going back the other way.
Fuck.
So did Michigan, so did Wisconsin. It's just Ohio that's being jerks. Fuckers.
See that? Your votes didn't count.
I know. Just didn't. It didn't fucking count. Well, no, some of them did. Some of my guys won. All right, titties. There you have it. is there anything else? Oh, okay. Yeah, one more story. This is kind of important. All right. So everybody listen up.
Yes.
Kids, put the gym cracks down and listen. Science says holiday music is bad for your mental health. Incessant repetition of holiday music can have a psychological impact. At first, it can be uplifting, but after a certain period of time, it causes boredom and even distress. It can remind listeners of other stressors of the holiday, like finances and family. So,
that makes sense. Cake knew it. Dr. Cake knew it.
Yeah.
Makes
so what you got to do here is don't be playing that shit. It says at first holiday music may spark nostalgia and get you in a holiday spirit, but then hearing jingle bells for the millionth time can lead to annoyance, boredom, and even distress. Okay, we just said that. I'm chewing my damn cabbage twice.
Little drummer boy, man, I'm going to run down the street with a fucking axe. If I hear that fucking
should we start blowing them up? I guess starting Friday.
Yeah.
Is it Friday, December yet? Well, it's still November. We'll see. Maybe we'll blow something up.
Yeah.
Some shoes or something.
Fucking shoes.
Shoes. I got. Oh wait. Ted needs to add his 2 cents.
Leave himself.
Yeah, he's out. Well, he's out now. He's barking. Let me the fuck in, Ralph. He thinks my name's Ralph. I don't know what that is. Told him a million times, Commodore, not Ralph.
Yeah, no.
All right, there you go. He's a dumb dog. All right, there you go, Ted. And here, I have a mini milk bone for the effort. Yeah.
Mini.
Get out of here.
Mickey was right, man.
Yeah, Mini. Right. For Christ. He just had one of them big, expensive treats, man. Which were on sale, thank goodness. God, that's a bonus. All right. Your grandma got run over by a reindeer. Nice.
Oh, jeez.
You do that
Christ.
Friday. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In.
Yeah, that's a good one for Friday.
Good start. With good place to start. All right.
Yep.
And on that note, mental health, be damned.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Just another course. Say to me,
you go.
I was writing down Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
You don't want to forget that.
You don't want to forget to blow that up next
time.
That's
good too, man. I like those bluegrass versions of songs, man. Yeah,
yeah, they're kind of cool, man. Uh-huh. They're kind of cool.
And that, they're pretty cool. Good for your mental health right there.
I think that's excellent for your mental
health.
Not a finger!
Exactly.
Yeah.
It reminds me of my finance or anything.
Yeah, I didn't mean to offend your butt about the gun thing. It was just those two things came up together here in Ohio. The gun, what do they call that? It's not concealed. We have concealed carry. It's you feel threatened, you can shoot a guy, whatever the fuck that imminent threat or something
didn't
like that.
Them. You're just talking about the laws in both of the places.
Yeah.
And here, you have to.
Unlike you, I care if I offend. I care if I offend.
They probably just got disconnected or something. He's all right.
Anywho.
Not like you offended that Kelly. I don't know what you said.
You know, it's probably my animal magnetism.
Maybe that's it.
She's afraid to jump back in the pool.
It's your Naz.
Yeah.
Your Naz runs amok.
She felt the vibe, man. She said, Whoa, I'm not ready for this. I'm ready for this over here. Stay away from the boss.
I told her, man. I said, you got a theme all set for her and everything.
Hey. Willie got the theme instead, man. What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
First come, first serve. Man, that whiskey collection looks fucking cool, man. Jeez, he's got old cigars in there, too. Of course, man.
Yeah.
Rye, bottles of rye, gee whiz. That's crazy. Century-old pints of Old Crow, distilled in 1912.
That's
Biltmore Rye.
Prohibition thing? I'm going to watch it. I think I've seen it before, but I'm going to watch that documentary again. Prohibition.
Oh, the Ken Burns?
I know I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
watched that. It was just a one-parter, I think. Which is odd for him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a good one, man. I like them Ken Burns shows, even though he does kind of whitewash the truth here and there.
Yeah. Well, jazz one is the best, man. He really gets deep into the jazz.
You know, I have not seen that
parts.
One.
I
have
man,
not
I bought
seen
it. I got the DVD set.
I love the baseball one. I watched that one twice.
I've never seen the baseball one.
Oh.
I've seen the Civil War one. And the
Civil War was good. I saw Civil War.
Yeah.
See, the Civil War one I thought was a little... You know, I've noticed that this is an interesting thing. Because, Apathetic Nation pointed out to me, we were watching Old Man Free TV when he was over, you know. And Nick Adams. Is it Nick Adams? Yeah. The Rebel?
Yeah.
Oh, we're putting Cake to sleep. Uh-oh. We're not talking about Scotch anymore. But, you know, and he's like, well, why should I root for this guy? He fought for the South, son of a bitch. You know, he's a fucking traitor. You know, because that's kind of like the line of thought now about that shit. And then I realized I've been watching these old odors, and that's a big part of it is they kind of like, you know, in fact, Errol Flynn was playing Robert E. Lee today. They were really trying to make the South look like they were kind of cool. Like it was a noble cause. And it wasn't. They're defending slavery, the cocksuckers.
Well, you got to figure their history books have got to be different from ours, too. That's what I always wondered. It's like Birth of the Nation. Remember I told you that 3-hour silent movie?
Yeah.
Where the Klansmen are the heroes?
Yeah.
You know, you
well,
can't
Woodrow
blame
Wilson
D.W.
played
Griffith.
That.
Yeah, you can't blame D.W. Griffith for that because he grew up in the South, and that's what he learned. That's, to him, that was the truth.
Right. But it should be looked at with a jaundiced eye, you know.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
Oh, most definitely. Well, he got a lot of slack for it. That's why he did the intolerance afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, man, there's a reason why those cocksuckers lost. And the same with the fucking Nazis. Because they're wrong and they're evil. Fuck them.
That's it.
That's why we... that's why we beat their asses. So, don't bring that shit back here, man. Losers. We don't need losers.
No,
I don't know.
Maybe you're starting another war.
Big loser. Big loser. Ah, orange face. All right. But we do have a fantastic fucking yodel.
All right.
Which is a winner. It's a winning yodel. You'll be winning. You'll be so tired of winning after this yodel. I'm telling you.
Charlie Sheen's tired of winning. What's going on with that guy?
That was my Gigantor to Space Age robot. I'm telling you. Okay, man. Hear you.
I'm dead serious.
All right. I'm dead serious.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
Why don't I hook the Yahoo onto that, the yodel? I don't know.
Yodel!
What,
you gotta find it every time?
Sometimes.
Two lovers.
Whoa.
That's it. Adi-yo-le-hee, yeh-hee, yo-le-hee, woo-woo. Oh, my granny is a cripple in Nashville. What's funny about that? I'm supposed to be the sick one in here. Yes, my granny is a cripple in Nashville, friends. This story I tell you is true. One day she went out on her wheelchair, never knowing it had a loose screw. Well, a wheel came off of that wheelchair, friends, and on three wheels it trundled away, and it trundled right over the edge of a cliff in an old seaside town far away. Sing. I'm not doing it if he stops. Now the boy who was pushing the wheelchair was a little blind orphan called Joe. And he said, oh wait, it's my granny. And where did that damn wheelchair go? Well, he ran off to search for that wheelchair, friends, but his sightless eyes led him astray. And he ran right over the edge of the cliff in that old seaside town far away. Sing. Well, somebody sent for a doctor, and an ambulance too it was called, and the people who lived in the neighborhood stood around and they cried how they bawled. Well, the doctor and the ambulance came rushing, friends. They were rushing from two different ways, and they crashed with a biff and shot over the cliff in that old seaside town far away. Well, they sent for brave Father Maloney to pray
for the poor soul's repose. And he said, well, now that we're gathered here, good people, we might as well pray, I suppose. But too many people had gathered, and the edge of the cliff gave way, and they dropped with a yell. They all shot straight to hell in that old seaside town, so terribly far away. Ode, ole, ole.
Gentlemen, we've got another caller. Throw caution to the wind. Bring the caller on with minutes left in the show.
Yes.
Hello, come in, Tokyo. This is area code 660. You're on Possum Hour.
Yeah, Possums, you were talking about cigars and reminded me about Ruth Buzzy's cock. And I went to... Well, I don't think there's nothing funny about Ruth's cock, trust me. She could fill a hairnet with that thing.
There is truth to that.
And I tell you, Ruth was in a Weird Al video, Gump, and she also was in a video with the B-52s and the President of the United States of America.
I
just want to tell you, I dated that girl back in the day, and Ruth, she was pretty hot in the sack. You can make all the fun about her cock you want, but I'm telling you what. I thought that was the most interesting thing brought up tonight. She also was in the Angry Beavers, which might have a lot to do with that cock.
Well... If you kind of all that. Wraps it up, doesn't it? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it. This has been Artie Johnson.
Joanne Worley.
Awesome.
Was she packing? Does she have a cock? Joanne Worley? By any chance?
No,
Joanne Worley's.
Oh, okay. All right. Just double check on that one. I can mark that off.
Joanne Worley.
All right. Well.
Okay.
Thank you for that insight, sir.
Thanks a lot.
And he's gone. Scene. Okay. Very cool.
Best.
Now
we know. Now we know.
Well, you know, we had to.
You know,
to get to the bottom of it.
I had a customer in last week tell me that Chuck Connors is gay. That rumor got around, man.
Remember, we had the rumor on here that he was an exhibitionist. I don't know about gay, but he supposedly was an exhibitionist.
He might have some shit going on somewhere, man.
Well, I mean, if he wants to be gay, that's fine. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, anyways.
I read someplace where he sucked off Ruth Buzzy.
That could be. In fact, that makes perfect sense now that I think about it.
It all adds up.
Natties. Well, you've wasted another 90 minutes of your time, your precious time here on Earth. That's right, man. I mean, like, we're all just waiting to die, right? I mean, what is life other than just death?
That's pretty much what I'm doing.
Wow. Just watching the clock tick off.
Got me out doing shit.
Until we take the pipe. Yeah. God, I can't wait to get to work, man. Got work Thursday.
What was the last time?
I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind! Natty. My house is too clean. You know, it's like the yard work's done. I need to fucking draw stuff, man. Fun and profit.
Yeah.
Life are art, as Maggie C say.
Yes.
C say.
Life are.
I'm losing my mind. Cake says she lost hers a long time ago. I think we all.
Haven't we all? Haven't we all?
All right, Scotty. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize!
His wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, yeah.
Going to work, don't wanna go. Feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roll. Then you're in town.
Envy you, man. I need to get the fuck out of the house and see people. Get some praise for my wonderfulness. starting to lose my mind.
Yeah, sure, man.
But I'll tell you what, the front yard's buttoned up. I'll tell you that.
Good.
Buttoned up.
Good.
Sunday, I did.
Sun.
I got the yard work done Sunday. It was like 50 degrees out Sunday.
Yeah, beautiful day.
Muy bueno. What a beautiful day. Be the last of those, I think, for a while. I don't like driving in no snow, and I booked a gig near Toledo for next month. And I'm just, I don't know, man. I got a bad feeling about that Toledo gig.
It's horrible.
You know what's bad about that? The way we get snow is, you know, we get bombarded, and then it melts away in a couple of days, and it gets nice, and you get bombarded again. So when you pick a date that you don't know about, you know, it's
yeah.
just, you know.
It's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot.
Uh-huh,
man.
Exactly.
I just thought, geez, I hope to, holy hell, that it ain't snowing that weekend. That ain't the night. Because I had a year... I don't know, about five,
yeah.
6 years ago, where every fucking time it snowed, I had a gig. Or, you know, it was like,
yeah.
it never failed.
They're shoveling the shit, digging the car out. Oh, God, I hate winter.
I got to fix the blower motor in the truck, man, or I can't use that. No defroster.
Remember when we were kids, man, when it snowed in the beginning of winter, and the snow seemed to be on the ground the entire 3 months or so? You know?
Well, I remember having snow on my birthday, and
yeah.
It's been a long time since that's happened.
Yeah, Christ.
In 1970, I believe.
Yeah.
Last time I remember it. I'm sure it's happened since then, but not lately, and I don't think it will happen. Of course, there is no such thing as climate change because it's getting cold out, you know. It's a fact, though. The fearless leader said last week. We're looking
still,
at a record cold.
That jackass that brought in a snowball.
Yeah. No global warming.
Asshole.
You know, I was skeptical on the thing because of the carbon tax and... Al Gore was attached to it, you know. But then, the thing that pushed me over the edge, well, Bernie nudged me. And then the thing that brought it home for me was the fact that Exxon had a report in the 70s or 80s, maybe, that said, fossil fuels are responsible for climate change.
Hey, remember when you asked me before that you thought that I was that I didn't believe it either? That's because in the beginning when we talked about it, I didn't believe it was man's fault. You know, I thought it was just the planet doing its thing, you know, because you get the ice age every now and again. But now I'm on board now because just way too many fucking scientists are saying it.
Yeah. It's like 97% of the scientific community.
Yeah.
Plus the Exxon thing is that's what brought it. That's what gave me the 100% Mark 7 on that bad boy, because they hid that shit for years, man. Well, obviously, where there's smoke, there's fossil fuels. So, or
I believe Bill Nye.
Buzzy's cock.
Really? Bill Nye would not lie to me.
No, he would not. He would not. He is a science
Buzzy's
guy.
Cock. No.
I gotta ask number one son about that. What was that play about Rufus Cock?
Was it written by him or a buddy of his or something?
Nah, it was a real play, like a off Broadway, you know,
schmuckety
schmuck. Artsy fartsy. I don't remember much more about it. All I remember is Ruth Buzzy's cock going, "That's my boy."
And that was right there in the beginning, opening dialogue.
Oh, yeah, it was the opening monologue.
Oh,
I went to Bruce Buzzy Cock or something like that. College plays. This is a little different than the high school plays, isn't it? Alrighty. Well, should be here Friday, Lord willing. I'm working Thursday night, and I'm working Saturday night, but Friday, it's wide open for possum, so no reason why we shouldn't.
Good.
And feel free to bring concealed weapons.
Yes.
And extra cocks if you have them. Good night, Gumby!
Good night! Let's try not to gas kids this week.
Yeah, man.
Should be like a rule of thumb.
Yeah. Yeah, give peace a chance.
There you go.
Common sense. Something.
I was going to make espresso.